Morning, Darren. How are you?
Okay. So originally you had how many? 140-odd entries?
Yes, due to the fact that our gallery is reasonably small and there is a curated process to the exhibition. Of the 140-odd entries that we received, we hang in about 49 works, or around that 50 work mark out of that selection of entries.
Right, so when does the judging happen for those finalists?
Yeah, the judging is a really fun day. What we like to do, I'll take a step back. All the submissions, all the entries get sent to the judges in terms of images of the work and a biography of the artist's experience and an artist's statement about what the work is about. Several images of the work and even some support material is sent to the judges. And over the course of a couple of weeks, the judges go through that and make a selection of the works that they would have in the finalist exhibition, or the works that are going to be hung in the exhibition. So that's how the 140 works are narrowed down to around that 50 mark. Now, what we've done is we've contacted all the artists and said, right, you've been selected. Please send in your work to the gallery by X date. And then we actually install them in the gallery as if they're there and ready for the exhibition to open to the public. And just before that happens, the judges come in and generally takes them about a day, to be honest. And they have a good look around all the works and a good solid discussion, and eventually narrow down on what they feel should be selected as the winning work for this year. There also has been the past where they've selected a couple of highly commended, some of those works that they think are really worthy of noting and were really discussed heavily as part of the selection for the winner.
Now, as the title of the competition and the exhibition suggests, Tidal, so obviously it's something to do with living on the coast.
Yeah, correct. The exhibition started back in 2004, and we have a strong relationship to the coast here in Devonport and right along the northwest coast. We can clearly see the river from the gallery, and we can see the ocean if we stick our heads out the window and cock it to the left a bit. Wherever we are around Devonport, there is this relationship to the water. Now, tide can be interpreted in many ways, and it has been interpreted in many ways over the years. It can be quite literal in terms of what is on the riparian around Devonport, what washes up the ebb and flow of the tides and all those things. We've had submissions in the past about the moon and all sorts of things about how our environment is created and various other things. We do ask each of the artists to provide a statement as to how they feel their work relates to tidal, but as you can imagine, it is clearly open for interpretation.
Yeah.
On some occurrences.
Now, I'm just checking your date here. So the exhibition will start there at the Regional Gallery Friday the 9th of December, right?
Correct. So it opens that Friday evening.
Okay, and goes through till pretty much the end of summer.
Yes, correct. Generally over that summer period when we have a high tourism influx into the region, a lot of people are out experiencing the good weather as well. It is a premier exhibition for us, something that we look forward to and put a lot of resources in.
Indeed, and as indicated by the prize money, the council's put up 20K this year.
Yes, and important to note that our friends at the gallery, which are a volunteer group that support the gallery,
yep,
they also contribute to that prize money as well, and they do a number of fundraisers throughout the year, which allows them to build up a little bit of a nest egg there, and they contribute that to the prize. It's an acquisitive award, so the artist receives that prize money, and the gallery receives the work as an exchange. So that artist's piece of work becomes part of the Devonport Regional Gallery's collection, where we hold that in perpetuity for the community. And as you can imagine, over the years, we've now built up a really lovely collection of works that have come through the Tidal exhibition.
Do you still have the People's Choice Award?
Yes, we do. We still have the People's Choice Award, and that runs throughout the exhibition. So all visitors that come to the gallery can actually vote on their preferred work in the exhibition. It's quite often a little bit different from the work that the judges will select. It's quite often the work that the general public will relate to or can see something in or say, oh, I've been there, or I understand what that means or what that looks like. They, very rudimentary system. We ask them to fill out a little voting slip and put in a box, And at the end of the exhibition, we count them up. And the artist whose work was chosen as the People's Choice Award or received the most votes, they'll receive a small cash prize as well, which is great.
I'll plug the business. People's Choice Award, one agency, Collins Real Estate. So good on them.
You know, important to say that the judges take the role very seriously, and there is a lot of debate on the day, and quite often there's not a strong consensus one way or the other. As I said, is taken very seriously. They come with a lot of information. They come with all the information that they've done during the pre-selection. And as I said, it takes them about a day to work through about the 40, 50 works.
All right, so looking forward to having a look at this. So the finalist exhibition will be at the Devonport Regional Gallery Friday the 9th of December through till the end of January. Thanks very much, Jeff. Appreciate having a yarn.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. Appreciate your support.